Blow Monkeys and Digging Your Scene, preceded by a Matthew Wilder and Break My Stride. Guilty pleasure, childhood favourite.
Oh, you can't forget that one, can you?
It's like, all over TikTok still,
I think it's the same time. Same time, was it not Move Closer and Phyllis Nelson?
Phyllis Nelson,
yes.
Move Closer, yeah. Scientists have released another revealing new image of the first ever black hole to be pictured. The latest image is a new look at the massive object, showing how it looks in polarised light. Now, that's in turn allows scientists to measure the polarisation and understand how magnetic fields operate so close to a black hole. It could help researchers understand the powerful energetic jets that are launched out to the core of the black hole's galaxy, Messier 87 or M87. Now, the new image shows how the area around the black hole looks in polarised light, of the kind that can be seen by people when they wear special sunglasses. A similar effect happens in hot parts of space where magnetic fields are present. Now, just with sunglasses that are polarised, researchers can use the effects to sharpen the image and reduce the glare caused by bright regions. It means scientists can identify the magnetic field lines that are found at the inner parts of the black hole. As well as being a new look at a now famous region of space, the study marks the first time scientists have been able to measure the polarisation so close to the edge of a black hole. Fantastic stuff.
Certainly is.
But polarised sunglasses, have you noticed you can't read a mobile phone screen when you're wearing polarised sunglasses?
I've never tried, no.
I'll lend you mine and you can see. It's very, very annoying. Two hat tricks in a row.
You're doing very well. You'll probably do it for a third time today. Guilty Pleasures and your first record. Question number one. This track was released in November 1996. The song won Best British Single of the Year at the Brits in 1997. But it does come top of a Spotify list of Guilty Pleasures. And it starts with Yo.
Yo.
Yo. I'll tell you.
Yo, I'll tell you.
Do you want more?
Yeah.
What I want.
Spice Girls.
And the song was?
Wannabe.
Correct. And Noel Gallagher claims that this single was the first single that he bought because he'd seen the artist on Top of the Pops dressed as a clown. He says, I remember my dad buying it for me. The label on the record was something to do with Alice in Wonderland. It might have had the hair in a top hat.
Is it Leo Sayer?
Certainly is. With?
Not Moonlighting. I can't think of it.
Well, you did very well to get Leo Sayer. The show must go on.
Yeah, show must go
I'll
on.
I'll give that to you. And finally, another guilty pleasure. Rather, it's in the top three of guilty pleasures. With its saxophone riff, which is haunting. And, of course, if you've got guilty feet, you've got no rhythm.
George Michael, Careless Whisper.
Correct.
Had to spoon that one in, didn't you? Honestly, we've got some...
I can't believe... Well, do you know number six in the list is Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On?
Well,
as a guilty pleasure. Must be when you're listening to it, no? Well, it's not a guilty. I think that's a really good song.
Let's
it's one
give
of
it
my
it's
favorites.
A good song, but maybe you shouldn't be getting it on when you are getting it on, and that's when you feel guilty about it.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes, exactly. Mm. No more.
Squire, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
He was pulling on these ropes. What was at the top
Who
of
was?
Them? George Michael, wasn't he pulling on ropes in this video?
Bells.
Bells, but you never saw any.
Well. That was the magic of the video clip, wasn't it?
Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Any signs of spring springing in Cobham at the moment?
My garden, the grass was cut in my garden for the first time this year, I think yesterday, which is kind of a nice time for spring. The daffodils are out, which is all rather pleasant. So I think it's quite nice, actually, around 16 degrees in the UK yesterday, so very pleasant.
Well, that's as much as we had here.
There you go. Yeah. Don't need to be in the south of France.
You didn't cut the grass, though, did you?
I supervised.
Supervised who? Mrs. Potts?
Mrs. Potts. No. We are very
Little
strict.
Henry.
It would be good to get Little Henry out there doing it, to be honest. I'm not sure the lines would be appropriate for the lawn.
Oh, you insist on military straight lines, do you?
I do like lines, God. Yeah. I think that is an important... I think that is important.
We'll get a nice crisscross pattern going like they have at Wembley.
Well, Cobham training ground is not for the Chelsea guys, is not far from me, and the grass there is honestly unbelievable. When you see those training pitches, it is absolutely unbelievable, and they can do some nice patterns. So I was going to ask the guys, but I haven't yet.
Well, I've got to have a word with the gardener. I'm sure he'll sort you out.
That's what I was thinking.
Sure, Roman can spare him for a couple of hours. Mind you, your lawn's probably as big as Wembley Stadium, isn't it?
Come on, only.
Markets, a bit of a negative turn. Wall Street yesterday, Jerome Powell failing to ease concerns over inflation again.
Well, they tried to offer calming words, it had to be said, Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen speaking yesterday. And in fact, we did see bond yields stabilise, 10-year Treasury 1.61%. Sentiment was also helped by a positive five-year auction. So government bond markets looking a little bit better yesterday. Equities a little bit weaker. Tech shares continuing to lead the declines. The rotation continued into cyclical stocks. Energy producers, banks, logistics companies outperforming yesterday. Part of that is the disruption we've been seeing, of course, around the Suez Canal. Stock 600 closed flat. S&P 500 is down 0.5%. NASDAQ was down 2%, so really seeing the brunt of the selling yesterday. No surprise, we are going to look at a weaker start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling FTSE down 17 points. Stacks over in Frankfurt down 36 points. CAC in Paris off 27 points.
Yeah, it's hard to know where to go with tech stocks at the moment. They sort of have sizable falls one day and then seem to bounce back the next day.
Yeah, been moving around. Obviously, there's some concern around elevated valuations when it comes to technology companies, but they will continue, I think, to form a major part of the growth profile of the global economy as we go through the next few years, and should continue to flourish in this post-pandemic world. Some have been driven up because they've been huge beneficiary of the disruption that we're seeing due to COVID-19. The question is, will they continue to flourish as the world starts to normalize, particularly some of these online meeting channels and the likes of Zoom and so forth? Will they continue to attract as many people, or will people go back to the office and there'll be less demand for their services? I guess we'll have to wait and see, probably somewhere in between the two of them.
Trouble in the Suez, bring back Anthony Eden. Oh, no, don't.
No, don't. Tugboats and diggers have been working over the course of the past 3 days to dislodge this massive container ship that's been stuck in the 120-mile Suez Canal. Lots of people have been spending the last couple of days looking at the Suez Canal, thinking how long it is, when it was built, all those types of things. So getting up to speed with your knowledge on the Suez Canal has been important this week. So far, to no avail in terms of freeing the ship, increasing the chance of a prolonged delay in what is arguably the most important waterway in the world. The ship is apparently 400 metres long, weighs 200,000 metric tonnes. The best chance for freeing the ship may not come until Monday, when the tide will peak. In terms of the impact, 12% of global trade apparently goes through the canal. The blockage is providing further disruption to already strained global supply chains. Oil price has been reacting to that. Crude prices rose 5% yesterday. Apparently, there's 13 million barrels of oil that is being held up due to the problems that we've been seeing there. The estimated cost, $400 million a day. Quite incredible.
Yeah, look, crude prices down 2% this morning, with investors looking sort of over that Suez problem and at the effects of the pandemic and the vaccination problems as well.
Well, exactly. There's two elements to watch here. As always the case when it comes to commodities, on the supply side, you may see a little bit of disruption. What's happening in terms of demand? Obviously, the delays that we're seeing and the disruption caused to the vaccination program in Europe, suggesting perhaps a weaker recovery and take longer to get to increase demand within the Eurozone when it comes to commodities, particularly the likes of energy, and that's been weighing on the demand side of the equation.
And exactly how much dosh do you have to be in the 1%, Hank?
Quite a lot if you live in Monaco, that has to be said. Depends where you live, of course. Research from Knight Frank showing Monaco is the highest ranked place. You need at least $8 million to be in the top 1% in Monaco. Switzerland and the United States, the next highest entry points, at $5.1 million and $4.4 million respectively. Come to the UK. You only need $1.8 million to get you over the threshold. Wealth gap has been widening. Apparently, Monaco's richest 1% is almost 400 times higher than what you see in Kenya, the lowest of the 30 locations surveyed by Knight Frank. The wealthiest 500 people had a good year, as we know, during the course of last year. Apparently, they added $1.8 trillion to their fortunes.
Morning to all the billionaires. Any unwanted diamond rings, gold bars, that kind of thing. Just leave them in the bag outside the 10K Anton Prem.
That's how billionaires became billionaires, by giving away gold bars and diamond rings.
Isn't Cobham in the list then?
It's not separately sort of set aside as a place that gives you a high number there, but I think it would be pretty much up there.
Well, don't all the Chelsea players and stockbrokers live in Cobham?
There's quite a few of those around, but you know, there's plenty of other people as well, it has to be said. So I still think Monaco would be outshining Cobham.
Right, okay.
Not by much, but still a little bit.
Foreign exchanges then, please.
Pound against dollar just below 1.37 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.18. You're going to get just under 1 euro, 16 cents for your British pound this morning.
I can't believe you've got a gardener. That's just outrageous.
Why?
Well, because, you know...
Providing employment, isn't
You've been
it?
At home for the last year. You could have sort of developed a
yeah,
really...
Yeah, but you can't... I wouldn't mind doing that. I quite like going in the garden, it has to be said. But,
isn't,
you know.
Isn't it the husband's duty to mow the lawn on a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning or something? You should be out there doing it.
You shouldn't be mowing your lawn on a Sunday morning.
Well, don't most people do it?
You don't mow your lawn on a Sunday.
Saturday morning, then.
What sort of Neanderthal are you?
Well, terrible. Haven't got a lawn.
You've got no social responsibility, do you?
I don't have a lawn.
Well, there you go. You shouldn't be. Therefore, you're not mowing it on a Sunday, are you?
No.
Quite right.
Blimey.
Good. Don't mow your lawn on a Sunday morning. Very
right.
Disrespectful.
And that's
your
that's the oracle from you this morning, is it?
Yeah. Okay. I will leave it there. Thank
Top
you very
financial
much.
Advice from Henk Potts: don't mow your lawn on a Sunday morning. We'll remember that.
Exactly right.
And never let you forget it.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Leave it there.
Henk Potts and Barclays.